The very last thing I wrote, which may tell you what on earth I got from doing all this, I'll share with you. You always want this wonderful epiphany. To let go, be purged, purified, washed by the night rain, seen through by the full moon, to be liberated, freed, let loose from all the samsaric bonds of suffering, to see with fresh eyes, to be aware of the deep silence that supports us, to return to source, drink there, be renewed, and step out again, to let that compassionate heart flow and spill over. All these things I have learned over 12 months. And at the very end, I wrote about coming back into New Hampshire. From New Zealand, I flew up to Bali, which is a similar time zone, and stayed there for 2 weeks. Some of the problem of coming out of a solitary retreat is the return. You're blasted. It's all in your face with all the demands. Suddenly you are so sensitized to, you realize what you put up with every single day, and it's no wonder you're stressed. So I went to Bali to learn how to use the telephone and how to connect with the computer and how to talk. I lost my voice 3 times the first week. I arrived in Bali en route to the U.S. and stayed for 2 weeks to get my water wings. I remained quiet and separated, peaceful. But then, as I prepared to board the plane for the 33-hour return flight from Denpasar to Doha, Qatar, to Philadelphia, to Manchester, New Hampshire, the airport shut down for 22 hours because of volcanic ash from an eruption in East Java. I looked at those long lines of unhappy people, crying babies, angry parents, disappointed honeymooners, and my heart blew wide open. I truly loved them all. I began talking, helping, laughing at it all, making myself at home with them on the floor, doing what I could and loving it. People offered me iPhones and urged me to call my daughter about the delay. I didn't know how to use an iPhone. They found vegetarian food trays for the 4-hour stand in line. They insisted I step in front of them and go first. I just glowed and loved them. Humanity, all that I had not seen or heard for a year. I came home always remembering that woman who whispered in my ear as I boarded a plane a year ago, who said, "Thank you for doing this for me." And so I share and comfort and encourage others, even if it means just standing by and witnessing. I slipped into New Hampshire with the words of the Zen poet Shutaku on my lips. Mind set free in the Buddha's realm. I sit in the moon-filled window, watching the mountain with my ears, hearing the stream with my eyes. Each molecule preaches perfect law. Each moment chants a true sutra. The most fleeting thought is timeless. A single hair is enough to stir the sea. Thank you.